Leader, Israel moving in downward spiral.
Iranians mark victory of Islamic Revolution.
Hamas, U.S. hinders Palestinian reconciliation.
Iraqis protest Ba'ath return to elections.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said last Sunday that the Zionist regime was moving in a downward spiral that would lead to its collapse. The leader noted that the Zionist regime of Israel has become the symbol of evil, oppression, and injustice during its 60-year existence. Meeting Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Ramadan Abdullah in Tehran, Ayatollah Khamenei voiced optimism about the future of Palestine. The leader said Israel's failure to take over the Gaza Strip after over 2 years of keeping the coastal territory under blockade was similar to a miracle. He added, although the Israeli regime benefited from all kinds of financial and political support, it could not break the resistance of the Palestinian nation. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed to support of certain Arab states for the Zionist regime, saying such efforts will bear no fruit because Muslim nations always support the Palestinian cause. The leader expressed Iran's full support for Palestine and described faith as the motive behind the Palestinians' resistance against Israel. Abdullah, for his part, touched on Israel's aggressive policies in the region and said the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and resistance movements are ready to counter all stupid moves by the Zionist enemy. The Palestinian resistance movement official also met separately with Iran's president on Monday. During the meeting, Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said the Middle East was the region that will determine the fate of the world. The Zionist regime and its allies are the losing side, and the free nations' resistance is empowered, Ahmadinejad said. The Iranian president also advised all nations and resistance movements in Palestine and the region to maintain unity. Ramadan Abdullah said that the world's oppressed people are following the example set by the Islamic Republic of Iran in confronting the arrogant powers. The Palestinians, too, as soldiers on the holy path, along with other forces in the region, stand beside Iran against the arrogant powers, he added. The Palestinian official also held separate talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucheh Mottaki. During the meeting, Mottaki said that jihad and resistance are the keys to success for the Palestinians in their struggle against Israel. He also stated that Tel Aviv will not be able to realize its goals in the Gaza Strip. Iran's top diplomat added that Israel will never dare to attack Iran because the consequences of such an act would be unpredictable. Ramadan Abdullah briefed Mottaki on the latest developments in Palestine and said that Israel is the main reason for instability in the region.
Millions of Iranians across the country took to the streets to celebrate the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Huge demonstrations were held all across the nation on Thursday in commemoration of the occasion. On this day, back in 1979, the Iranian nation toppled the US-backed Pahlavi regime, ending Iranian monarchy. The Islamic Revolution, under the guidance of its founder, late Imam Khomeini, brought a new political system based on Islam and democracy. In the capital, Tehran, an extraordinarily high number of people from all walks of life marched across the city and gathered at Azadi, that is Freedom Square, to take part in the festivity. These rallies were held in more than 800 other cities around the country, and there were also massive turnouts. Addressing the rally in Tehran, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad hailed the technological and scientific achievements the country has made during the past years. He told the crowds that Iran was now a nuclear state and would soon triple output of 20% enriched uranium. He added that Western countries were hampering genuine reform in Iran. Iran's chief executive said that the Zionist regime of Israel would perish as it has come to its end. He also criticized the United States' support for Israel, which he said went counter to President Barack Obama's oft-stated promises of bringing change. Ahmadinejad said Iran despises confrontation, but it will stand up for its rights, including the right to enrich uranium for civilian purposes. He hailed Iran's advancements in various fields of technology and science and said the country is now the most powerful nation in the Middle East. Senior officials also joined the rallies in different cities. Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Sadegh Larijani said in Tehran that the strong presence of the public in the rallies was a clear response to the Western countries' empty claims. Much less Speaker Ali Larijani, who participated in home rallies, said that the Islamic Revolution has its roots in the genuine thought of the seminary schools and enjoys a cultural nature. First Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi in Tehran described the rallies as unprecedented and said that a huge turnout will disappoint the enemies. Iran's Council for the Cooperation of Islamic Propagation issued a resolution on behalf of Iranian demonstrators declaring the Iranian nation has renewed its allegiance to the ideals of Imam Khomeini and the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The resolution declared that protecting the Islamic establishment and supporting the rule of the supreme jurisprudent is an obligation and a source of national unity. The protesters underlined the Iranian nation's right to acquire peaceful nuclear technology is the country's legitimate right. Protesters also condemned those who have questioned the results of Iran's presidential election and caused unrest in the country. The statement called on those who have been deceived to recognize the will of the majority and return to the rule of the jurisprudent.
Hamas Political Bureau Chief Khaled Mashal said on Monday that the U.S. administration is making every effort to frustrate endeavors to reconcile rival Palestinian groups. At a joint press conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow, Mashal reaffirmed Hamas's willingness to strike a Palestinian reconciliation deal with the rival Fatah faction. He further added that Fatah officials should take Hamas's conditions on the Egyptian reconciliation proposal into account. We note that the U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell, has recently put pressure on Mahmoud Abbas and Egyptian officials, he noted. If Abbas reconciles with Hamas, then the United States will halt aid to the Palestinian administration. He also welcomed any Russian or international rule to end attempts by the Zionists and some Western countries to deepen political divisions among Palestinian groups. Mashal praised Moscow for its support for Hamas, adding that it reflected Russian enthusiasm to interact with all key players in the Middle East region. He also called on the international community to fulfill their commitment to rebuild the Gaza Strip, which was devastated by the Israeli war of December 2008 to January 2009. The funds for the war-battered coastal sliver are available, but international and Arab mechanisms are required to facilitate the reconstruction process, Mashal added. Hamas leaders said Zionist leaders bring nothing but war and occupation and always try to block meaningful negotiations regarding the Palestinians, Syria and Lebanon. Mashal, however, praised Moscow's position to promote his group's stance in relations with Zionists, adding that it's enough that Moscow tells the world that Hamas is a movement of freedom fighters. The Palestinian political leader said during his talks with Russian officials he did not discuss plans to include Hamas in a peace conference. He said the visit was his third trip to Moscow since 2006 and expressed hope that Moscow's mediation will boost the renewal of peace talks. Mashal has visited Moscow on two previous occasions, in March 2006 and February 2007. He said, "We appreciate any role that Russia and other countries could play in the Mideast peace process." Russia is part of the so-called quartet of Mideast peace brokers that also includes the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations. The Russian foreign minister, for his part, said that his meeting with Hamas delegation touched on a number of points, including ways to enhance efforts to reunite the Palestinians. The foreign minister underscored the necessity of implementing the obligations of the roadmap agreement for both sides.
Thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in the southern city of Karbala to protest at the return of hundreds of Ba'ath Party-linked candidates to run in the parliamentary elections. The protesters demanded Prime Minister Nouriel Maliki and other senior authorities to stand with the Iraqi people against the return of Ba'athists and purge all Saddam's loyalists. According to a law endorsed by Iraq's Accountability and Justice Commission, all Ba'athists are barred from working in the government institutions. The protest came after the Iraqi president Jalal Talabani warned of a plot by the former Ba'ath members to stage a coup in the country. Talabani said a return by the dictators would undo all the achievements of the Iraqi nation, especially those of the country's Kurd minority. He added that the Ba'athists plan to stage a military coup and that their return to the Iraqi political current carried a great hazard. The Iraqi leader said the current Ba'athist efforts were aimed at mustering support from the Arab world. This is while an appeals panel has been formed at the request of the Iraqi parliament to look into the charges of hundreds of banned candidates accused of links to the defunct Ba'ath Party. The ban list submitted early last month by the Accountability and Justice Commission in charge of vetting the candidates has the names of some prominent lawmakers, including Saleh Al-Mutlaq, head of the National Dialogue Front. Last Saturday, top Iraqi leaders met in the Prime Minister's office and agreed that the appeals panel should get the required details to look into the evidences of the charges against the barred candidates. Several politicians, including Prime Minister Maliki, have strongly criticized the ruling as illegal. Issuing a statement, Maliki vowed not to allow the U.S. to meddle in decision-making about the ban on Ba'athist-affiliated election candidates. Amid reports that the ban on Ba'athists was lifted under huge diplomatic pressures from the U.S. government, the Iraqi Prime Minister stressed he would not allow U.S. envoy Christopher Hill go beyond his position as a diplomat. Maliki said country will not bow to U.S. pressure. Iraqi election officials have asked Iraq's highest judicial authority for a final ruling, while Maliki has also called for a special parliamentary session to discuss the decision of the country's top court. The Ba'ath Party has been banned in Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. It is blamed alongside Al-Qaeda for much of the violence and bloodshed that came in the aftermath of the U.S. invasion of the country in 2003. Early in December, Iraqi National Security Advisor Safa Hussein said Al-Qaeda and Ba'athi elements were cooperating in an effort to wreak havoc on the country's security in advance of parliamentary elections. The Iraqi security official had then accused Al-Qaeda network of falling under the influence of diehard elements of the ousted Ba'ath Party. Hussein said that after the U.S.-led invasion of the country, Ba'athists had joined a range of militant groups, including Al-Qaeda, as they offered a more potent force against the occupation troops than the Ba'ath's own unpopular party apparatus.